14 past 3 o'clock, and time to head out over to the fair. Paul Ramos over there, and going to be doing a broadcast in just a moment here. I want to mention some of our fine sponsors of all of our broadcasts from the area county fairs. Neon Needles, Heather Floral and Greenhouse, WD Tours, Cadet's Chiropractic of Canby, Johnson Memorial Health Services, MVTV Wireless. Some of the others include Lac Barrel Farm Bureau Financial Services, Brian Tebben, Fisher Furniture, Madison Optical, Lac Barrel Historical Society, Madison Bottling, REC in Montevideo, Sarlet's Music in Morris, and many others. We'll mention more as we go here during our fair broadcast. But right now, let's turn things over to Paul Ramo at the Chippewa County Fair.
Thanks a lot, Maynard. Yeah, we're broadcasting live underneath the grandstand this year at the Chippewa County Fair, kind of our new location, and I really like it. And let me tell you, it's a lot cooler today than it was yesterday when I was here setting up the fair, fair booth here. Steve Haugen is with me. He's a member of the Chippewa County Fair. Thanks, Steve, for taking some time here.
Yep, that's no problem. Always glad to talk about the fair. We're not even going to cover a tenth of what's going on, probably, as we sit here and talk about it. But one thing we've been doing for the last 2 years, we realized we had but we needed to remodel our show arena to make it handicap accessible. One of our fair board members lost his wife here a few years ago, and for a couple, 3 years ago, and she wanted to get in and see the grandson show. They put some plywood down and get her in a wheelchair, and enough is enough. We're remodeling this place, and they put in new cement on the outside, new lighting, new siding, and made it very, very handicap accessible, I've seen three people wheelchairs wheel in there, and we opened it up so we get good airflow. And nice. Last Sunday we had that swine show, a traveling open class swine show was here with 150 hogs or whatever they showed, everybody thought it was quite a change from what we had. Everybody thought we had built new, but we just remodeled the old one. That worked out very well. We're really proud of the work down there and all the donors that gave that to us. So
yeah, I gotta go down there and check that out
then. Yeah, so it's one of the changes on the fairgrounds. We've been going through our bathrooms also. We're maybe a year from being done there. We're down to just putting new stalls in. So
you remodeled the bathroom over here,
didn't you?
I was in that.
Yeah, that's quite a change too. It looks a lot fresher and cleaner. Hot water or touchless faucets. The way COVID stuff is and stuff, we wanted to be on top of everything, so we put touchless faucets in and
awesome. And
touchless paper dispensers and stuff. So it's one of the things that you need around the fairgrounds, I think, nowadays. It's It used to be barely outhouses, I think, on some of these fairgrounds. We want to make it nice and family-friendly and make it as easy for you to come to the fair and enjoy our stuff that's going on.
That's right. Well, I was with you yesterday, and both of us didn't have a dry stitch of clothes on.
No.
It was brutal yesterday. Yeah. But today, hey, come on down to the Chippewa County Fair here in Montevideo. It's just great. You're a little smoky, but
it's that way at home, so you just all enjoy the smoke here, too.
That's
so
right. What do we got going on today, Steve?
Yeah, the carnival's got wristbands from 6 to 10 tonight. They open at 3 o'clock here today. And we've got two shows today of the Majestic Spectacular Motorcycle Stunt Show. I got to catch about half of it last night, and it's a very, very good show. They do a big ball where they...
The motorcycle's in the ball cage.
They do a high wire act, and it's very good, and they've got a juggling act with it and stuff, too. So very high-quality entertainment. Also, Hillbilly Bob and Old Ruthie are here. He's a comedian. He does some balloon art and stuff, but he's got an old Model A that he calls Old Ruthie. He drives around the fairgrounds and visits with the kids and the adults, and he's very knowledgeable in ag, and he makes it kid-friendly and a little comical. So
awesome.
Very interesting guy. So come and see him. And I see there's a seatbelt convincer here today that the Sheriff's Department's doing. And also tonight, we just started doing a ranch rodeo. So those people will be on the grounds here tonight at 6:30. And of course, we got to have Johnny Holmes one night. That's
every year. Got to have Johnny.
Yeah,
Holmes.
It's kind of a fair staple here, and seems like everybody enjoys him, especially the younger crowd, and come out and see him. And enjoy Johnny.
He does a great job. I saw him when I was in college in 1975.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I think I saw him. Remember when he used to be in Odessa.
Odessa? Okay.
Yep.
All right,
yeah. There every spring and stuff. That's many years ago.
Yeah. I saw him in the barn. Remember the barn in Alexandria?
Yeah. Yep.
I talked to him about that a couple years ago. His eyes lit up.
Yeah.
That was my favorite place to play, was the barn in Alexandria.
Yeah. Yeah, he's been doing it many years. And a lot of the acts, local acts and stuff, there's the singers have sung with Johnny at some point in time.
Yeah. Why don't you just touch on a few things tomorrow and Saturday and Sunday?
Yeah. Tomorrow we've got the Fabulous Armadillos, very, very good band out of St. Cloud. They are one of the up-and-coming ones in the area, and they're doing their Eagles tribute. In fact, their lead singer sang with Johnny many years ago.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
And Tripwire's here.
Yeah, local talent on that group. They're a very, very good group, too, to see and stuff. So
Lars Hagelin, graduated from Lockerpearl Valley.
Yep.
He's got a great band, and so it's fun to watch, listen to him.
And we also have beer gardens on the grounds every day, the whole grounds of the beer garden, so you can enjoy a cold one, and then you're out walking around.
And the beer garden's right next to us here, right?
Yeah, just across the street. And Fiesta City Speedway is running tonight, or on Friday night, too.
Is there a charge to get into this race Friday night?
No. Okay. When you pay your admission at the gate, which is $10, all the grandstand stuff is free. All the shows are free. The only thing you got to buy is food and carnival ride tickets.
Okay.
So hopefully that helps. It sounds like a lot, but then you start looking, well, I would have paid $15 to go in the grandstand. And start adding it all up. This is actually a cheaper way for you to be on the fairgrounds. So,
good.
And you can get a stamp. If you want to go, come in the morning for a while and go home and rest, or come back in the evening, just get a stamp and you can come back and enjoy our evening events.
Okay. And then I believe Sunday, Sherwin Linton is
here. Yeah, sure. Yeah, Sir Sherwin. Then we get him every couple of years. We try to have Sherwin.
I understand he just had a birthday and he turned what, 82 or something like that.
Yeah, so. He's kind of a timeless wonder too. And music's still pretty good for come and enjoy him on Sunday.
And then what time is that, Sherwin Linton?
Sherwin, I believe, is right at noon.
Noon, okay.
We have got our church service every Sunday of the fair, too, is getting bigger and bigger every year. So come and enjoy that.
Okay.
And the kids' pedal pole is on Sunday. And it's like other years, I've gone out and gotten a whole bunch of donated toys. We have a corn box in the new bus garage, and the kids play with the toys during the fair, and then we give them away at the kids' pedal pole. So.
Okay.
Got probably over $1,000 worth of toys to give away.
Oh, wow.
Yep.
That's pretty cool.
Our burnout competition, too, was a big hit.
Yeah, how'd that go last night?
That went really good. Lots of good entertainment there. It's a new thing, so nobody really knows how to put one together, but it went very well. Lots of stuff given away, and lots of smoke in the air.
As hot as it was yesterday, I understand you had a great crowd in the grandstand.
Yep. So. Grandstand wasn't too far from full, so we were very impressed. And Lauren did a bang-up job with that. He put a lot of time and effort into it and made it into a real quality event to be. So next year we'll be doing it. Oh, one other thing on Friday. Linder Farm is coming here tomorrow morning. So
it's right.
And the FFA is serving pancakes and sausages and stuff. So our local FFA and the counties are all getting together and doing that. So that'll be fun.
And Lynn Kettleson will be here?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep, he will be here. So come and talk to Lynn. And I think he probably does a couple of live deals too and stuff. So.
From the fair. So.
Yep.
Yeah, we carried the Linder Farm Network here on Q92.
Yep.
So looking forward to that, Steve.
Great supporter of local fairs and egg and... Very
does a great job.
Quality man to have in Minnesota, taking care of the farmers.
I just walked through the midway to get to the grandstand here. Wow, what a midway that is!
Yeah,
the rides, amazing.
Yep, nice, clean. Few years ago, we went for a few years without a midway, and we were lucky enough to pick up Marion's, and we've had them for probably 7-8 years now, and really pleased with them. Very well run outfit, and. In fact, Carmen and I went to a National Fair Board convention 2 years ago, and Todd Marion is from San Antonio, so we went out for supper and stuff. And
awesome.
Very good friends, and good friends with a lot of his workers and stuff. Unique group of people that deserve a lot of respect. Man, if you'd have been here on Monday and Tuesday when they're setting up, there isn't many people around here that had even thought about doing what them people did to get their carnival up and going.
In the heat, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, Steve. Well, thanks for taking the time with me.
Congrats. We can always sit down and talk about the fair.
That's right. Every time. I'll have you every day.
Yeah, thank you.
Your wife, Carmen, just came in looking for you, I think.
So. Yeah, I think somebody's trying to get a hold of you.
Yeah, your phone's ringing. So you're a busy guy. So.
Yep. Well, thank you.
Yep, thanks, Steve.
Yep.
That's Steve Haugen of the Chippewa County Fair Board. And just come on over to the Chippewa County Fair. Q92 radio booth is underneath the grandstand. You can register for prizes, Mall of America package, theater tickets, and a whole lot more prizes. We already have a lot of. The box here is almost full already of registrations, and so we've had a lot of people come through already, stop by and say hi. And we'll continue with our fair broadcast here this afternoon in Montevideo, and we'll turn it back to you at the studio.
All right, thank you, Paul. Fair broadcast brought to you in part by Doug Service and Marine in Canby, CCM Health of Montevideo, Shibble Mutual Insurance, Jim's Market in Canby, Southwest Insurance Canby, also Erickson Chevrolet, Minnesota West Community and Technical College, Hair Razor in Kane, Saravala, Golden Harvest Seeds, MVTV Wireless, United Prairie Bank, United Prairie Agency, Madison Liquor Store, Fisher Furniture in Madison, and many other fine sponsors. We appreciate that. We bring in coverage from Chippewa County Fair. We'll be over at Stevens County Fair coming up, Black Pearl County Fair, Swift County Fair. Of course, we're at Yellow Medicine County Fair, so we're having a lot of fun broadcasting from the area county fairs. Thanks for tuning in.